are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Welcome back to Mid-Morning Empowerment. Like I've promised you, we do have Pastor God's Will Gumbo on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning. How
are you? I am very well, thank you. And how are you, my pastor?
I am very well, but I've been happy also.
Amen. Pastor, before we get into our conversation, can we open with the word of prayer?
Yes. Okay, let us pray. Father God, thank you so much for us. Thank you so much, Lord, for giving us life. May Lord, dear Lord, may you please lead us in this discussion and help us to remain welcome to the right and may not come to priests of our family, and we are not going to represent this world. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen and amen. All right, to our listeners at home, like I've promised you, we are talking to Pastor God's Will Gumbo under the theme that says manhood, setting boundaries in a relationship. My pastor, are we good now?
I'm sure.
All right. Let's get into it, my pastor, without any waste of time. So our topic for today is manhood, setting boundaries in a relationship. So setting boundaries isn't about building walls. It's about putting up fence with gate. In a world that often confuses control with care, many men find themselves unsure how to balance vulnerability with strength. But healthy relationships thrive where mutual respect is guided by clear lines. Let's unpack how godly men can navigate love, loyalty, and limits with wisdom. So my first question to you, my pastor, why do some men struggle to set emotional or relational boundaries, especially in romantic relationships?
Okay. You know, one is we are afraid to set boundaries. It is because we have a fear of rejection. Now, to set boundaries makes you feel like you're now becoming tough and becoming unloving to someone. So the first worry is about you feel like you're now pushing someone or pushing people away from you. Right. And the second biggest one I feel like has been affecting and is affecting a lot of men. I also speak maybe from my personal experience, is the desire to please. You know, the need to be liked can lead to neglecting personal needs. Now, sometimes you fail to set rules because you want to please someone.
Sure.
Instead, you are struggling and hurting yourself as you're trying to please someone. Then also, sometimes it might be a lack of a role model, you know. You know, many men have not seen healthy boundary settings in their upbringing. So it is difficult to try and do something you never saw happening in your eyes.
Yo, so my pastor, how do Jesus' interactions with other models healthy boundaries?
Wow, you know, I love this one. You know. The first, how do I say this? You know, I'm trying to make it as simple as much as I can, you know.
Right.
I'll say my personal experiences. I recently got married. So, okay. Now, this is how you set a boundary first. The first boundary, you set it by being an example yourself.
Right.
Before I even tell someone, don't do this.
Right.
I have not to do it. If I have to set a certain boundary, I should be the first example. So this is how Jesus puts a boundary as God in here in this world. He first does what he wants them to do and becomes an example to them. When he has become an example to them, then he tells them that this is what you should do. But you notice that most of the things that are boundaries from Jesus Christ, he did not really say he made an example of that boundary. Let me give you a good example. Jesus withdrew himself to go and pray. That's in Mark chapter 1 and the verses 35. He withdrew himself to go and pray. Now, he is removing himself from a certain group of people to go and pray. So the disciples see that, okay, this is how Jesus does it. He removes himself to go and pray. When Jesus wants to talk to the disciples of things that are important, he removes them from the crowd and he talks to them. That's how he silently and unconsciously set boundaries even to the disciples.
You said it so well, my pastor. And I just want to go back a bit. You said something very important. You said pleasing someone can somehow stop you putting boundaries in a relationship. Isn't that a bad thing or a good thing to please someone?
Okay. You know, sometimes we try to please people using wrong methods.
Okay.
You know, we have a lot of people who are destroying themselves in the name of pleasing themselves. I'll give you an example.
Sure.
When someone is saying I am enjoying, but we know for sure that you are just a ticking bomb. So there are a lot of men who fail to do what is right, and they think they are pleasing. It's like being a parent who spoils your kids in the name of pleasing them. How do you please someone? You please someone by protecting them.
Right.
You know, sometimes when you are pruning something, you are causing pain, but later that pain, it turns into something good. But if you want to be the reluctant father or reluctant man who is trying to keep people happy, no, it's okay. Do what you want. I'll just keep my silence. You are the one who is hurting yourself while you are trying to please. And at the end of the day, the one you're trying to please will come and say to you, but you are the one who messed up here trying to please me.
The reason I'm bringing this back is because someone once mentioned that in the process of pleasing someone, I lost myself. And I was like, yo. So now, how do we go about it? How do we stop doing that? How do we stop hurting ourselves while we want to please someone? I know our topic for today focuses on boundaries, but I want us to look at it in a perspective whereby someone else is listening and we're hitting two birds with one stone.
Oh, yes.
Right. So how do we then say, okay, I want to put boundaries. At the same time, I want to please this person.
All right. You know, I'm still new in this industry of marriage. But,
right.
I'll say this way. One of the first key things is friendship.
Okay.
You know, in communicating, you're supposed to be friendly and still firm.
Okay.
You're supposed to be honest and still kind. I know sometimes it's difficult to say some things in a very honest way, but sometimes it's needed. The first thing is, most of the times when we're setting boundaries, we would have seen someone trespassing. You know, to trespass is to jump into someone's boundary without their permission, right?
True.
So when someone trespasses into your boundary, you have to come and deal with them. But if we use Christ's method of forgive them, those who come or those who trespass against us, this is how you do it. You become friendly in whatever you're saying. If you don't like something and if you find that this thing is really, really affecting your relationship, you look for the right time and say it in a friendly way. I'll give you a good example. You come and say, my wife or my girlfriend, whatever it is, do you think it's okay that someone does this You do it the David way. You know, the prophet comes to David and says, you know, there is a man who came and took someone's sheep and all. You don't become as direct as a needle. No, you say, right. Do you think that is right? Obvious, she or he will say, no, this is not right. Then you say, oh, I think we should avoid it. It will affect us. Trust me, that's one of the most effective ways to say it in a friendly way. Say it in a friendly way such that the person will remain and say, for sure, this is wrong. But if you come and become a nickel, that pierces, instead of you solving the issue, it will be a fight.
Wow, powerful one, my pastor. You just mentioned that you need to be in a friendship-like relationship when you're applying these boundaries, right? Talking of a friendship, yes. What does a boundary look like in a friendship, family ties, or even ministry?
Wow. You know, let's go back to the first principle of living and cleaving.
Okay.
I'm the only child who is a son at home from a family of sisters, and the weakness is usually I am more closer to my mother than anyone else. And my mother is worried of what I eat, she's worried of what I wear, she's worried of my comfort. But there should be a boundary now that says, Mama, I am now someone's wife. There is someone who can do your duties in your absence. and how do you say that to your mother? Mama, leave here to do her job. When she cannot do her job, she will come and learn from you. Now, this is how you set a boundary. That now I am no longer the son who comes out of your roof or comes out of your house, but I am now a son because you gave birth to me. Leave her space. Leave her to be comfortable, to do what she wants, to do what she pleases to me and with me. Don't come to approve or disapprove. Just accept what is happening. When you do that, you'll keep a beautiful and a healthy parameter between you and your biological family in your family. You know, sometimes we bring different views to our family members, which is fine.
Yes, my pastor. All right. It seems like we are losing our pastor. Hello. All right, we are going to take a short break and try to get hold of Opasta again. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.